Lawmakers made preemptive efforts to fend off a legal challenge. The measure contains a statement that details the terrible condition of Illinois' finances and what lawmakers have tried to do about it, a clear attempt to justify cutting pension benefits. Even so, Illinois' Constitution has a clause that basically says pensions are a contract between the state and its workforce, and contracts can't be unilaterally broken. Unions say they're confident that's why the state Supreme Court will ultimately toss the pension changes. House Speaker Michael Madigan says he's hopeful that won't happen, but he also says a court order would serve as a blueprint for what the General Assembly might try next.
It's a situation where the court has the ability to say absolutely no, or they could pick and choose and say some of this is okay and some of it is not okay. Under those circumstances, we could look at what's okay and come back and go back to work again.
Many legislators say they voted for the pension overhaul so it can at least be used as a test case. I'm Amanda Vinicky.